We're from the Big Big Island.
You Hear Rich Podcast.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
You.
Here is the title.
Has it been a while since I've done one of these? Think about 9 months to be exact since we left Texas and moved to the Great Expanses out west. But there's been a lot of questions with Afghanistan that I've been getting, and I thought today would be a good day to kind of cover that and get that out of my head. And also, talking to a couple of buddies of mine, I've been hearing the word freedom thrown around a lot, and I like to kind of squash the myth that Americans are free. And I'll probably piss a lot of people off, but you guys know that's my style. First, as always, gotta handle business. This podcast is brought to you by Native Rod Company, American made, Montana built. And you know, honestly, the only time it's not gay to have another man's rod in your hand is when it's a fucking native rod. And yeah, check Derek out. He's one of my good buddies. I fish a native rod, and so should you. Now, we'll start off with America first. So we have our country was founded on certain values, our constitution, right? And this thought of freedom, where we don't have a king to live under, and we don't have a monarchy that rules us. And that was all good and well, and it was great. But what I've come to realize is that's all gone now. And I know like when we listen to Joe Rogan and everybody reposts this thing where he goes on about dictatorships and how America is free and this, that, and the other. Yeah, I love it too, but that's just not the case anymore. Don't get me wrong, America is still the freest country in the world, quote unquote, but freedoms shouldn't have to be, or rights, I should say. The Constitution gives us inalienable rights for being Americans, and those rights should not have to be constantly fought for by the people against the government, in which the Constitution dictates that they do not take those rights from us. But yet here we are. If we look at gun control or gun rights, right? The Second Amendment. If we dig into that, they talk about red flag gun laws and common sense gun control and magazine bans and bump stock bans and all of these bans that they want to put on firearms. And it's always just one more. Well, I can tell you right now, if you do a little research into it, there's 22,000 gun laws on the books as of today. Now, does that sound very free to you? Does that sound like a free country to you? Because to me, it doesn't. And when you have people like the NRA, Firearm Policy Coalition, all of these gun rights groups that want our money to fight for our rights, I'm a little hesitant because I'm asking myself, what the fuck are we fighting for our rights for? These are our rights. They can't be taken away. They were given to us by the founders of this country, yet we have to constantly fight for them. We have to beg for them. We have to plead for them. That's not a right. If it can be taken away by the government, then it's not a right. And if we look at taxation, and I know there's going to be idiots out there, well, then who's going to pay for the police and the firefighters and the roads? If we look at how much roads and infrastructure costs and police and fire department, the tax amount that they're taking from us is not going to that. The last spending bill sent, what, $25 million to Pakistan for gender studies? Does it sound like freedom to you? Does it sound like our money is going to into roads and bridges and infrastructure in the U.S.? No, it's going to Pakistan. We left, or I'll get into it later, but with the amount of money we left in Afghanistan, we spent trillions of dollars on a war. Does that go to roads and bridges and police when you call them, or firefighters? No, it's going overseas. It's going to pharmaceutical companies when soldiers get hurt and they come back and they have to take all these drugs. This isn't freedom. And when we dig deeper into the tax code, we look at property tax. So you're telling me, in a country that's supposed to be free, I work my entire life. We have one life to live on this earth. And I choose to work my entire life so I can purchase a piece of property. And I buy 10 acres. And every year for my life, however long I live, every year I pay property tax on that property. Every single year. No matter how much the tax is, I have to pay the government a certain amount. Well, say I pass away and I pass that land or that property to my children. Well, they pay a tax when they get the property, and then they pay taxes on that property. Well, say my children lose their job and they can't pay those property taxes. Mind you, I've spent my whole life paying property taxes. Now I pass away, my kid loses their job, they can't pay property tax. Well, the government comes in and they seize that land because we haven't paid property tax. Does that sound like freedom to you? Because to me, it sounds like fucking England in the 1700s, where peasants lived on the king's land, paid the king's taxes, picked the king's grain. And then when they didn't pay their taxes, the king came in and took his land away. And those poor peasant farmers were left to fend for themselves. And that's what we see here in America. I go out, I work my whole life, I pay taxes on the money that I make. Even though the government hasn't done shit, I do all the work, I pay the government. The government takes my money. I buy my land, I pay a tax when I buy my land. Once my land is bought, I then pay property tax every year into perpetuity. So I am living on the king's land. Because at any point, the king can come in or the government can come in and say, hey, you haven't paid enough. Because property tax goes up every year. And they go, you haven't paid enough. That land is now ours. Does that fucking sound like freedom to you? Because it doesn't to me. But we have this fallacy, this dream that we all are tricked into believing that just because America is the freest country on the world, we are free as Americans. And that's just not the case. I pay property taxes, right? I pay for these roads with my property taxes. So I expect to drive on the road. Wait. You lost your job? Yeah, I lost my job. Oh, well, you didn't pay your vehicle tax. So you can't drive that vehicle. You didn't pay for your registration this year. You didn't pay for your driver's license. Yeah, but I paid for the road. That doesn't matter. So I have to pay for the road. Then I have to pay for the privilege of driving on that road with my vehicle. Then I have to pay for the privilege of having a driver's license to drive my vehicle. Then I have to pay for the privilege to put gas in the vehicle that I own anyways, that I've already paid taxes on when I bought it. So it's this fallacy of freedom is just was a bunch of horse shit. We live in fucking England, basically, with cooler guns. And state by state, they slowly erode the rights. And so does the federal government. It's never enough. We're constantly being bombarded with our rights being taken away. I mean, look at the fucking vaccine. Look at it. The government says, hey, we're going to shut down for 2 weeks. That was almost 2 years ago. Just 2 weeks to slow the spread. And now in certain states, you can't even go buy food for your children. If you do not do what the government dictates, does that sound like fucking freedom to you? And I get it. People just say, well, just move states. Well, the federal government still runs states. The federal government still takes taxes from you every single year to send billions or millions of dollars to fucking Pakistan for gender studies. But we lie to ourselves and say we are free people. And quite frankly, I'm just fucking sick of hearing it. We're not free individuals anymore. It's just not the case. The government has become too corrupt. The Constitution as it is written for the people by the people. And we are the people. But the government says, fuck you. And just does what it wants. And a crooked political system and judicial system enforces that. We see it with all these fucking court rulings. Now, I want to get into Afghanistan. So, I don't know if you guys remember this, but then candidate Joe Biden, when he was running against Donald Trump, said that he wanted to push for the federal fleet to be completely green, meaning vehicles ran on battery instead of fossil fuels. With the Green New Deal, he pushed the Green New Deal when he was running against Trump. Liberal members of Congress pushed this Green New Deal when they were running against Trump. Oh, and that's another thing. When we'll hop back to freedom real quick. This isn't a Republican versus Democrat freedom issue. Bush, who is a Republican, took our rights away after 9/11. Obama reinforced that. Trump reinforced it. Biden reinforced it. Every president going back has slowly reinforced taking our rights away, and so have Congress. So this isn't I'm a Republican, so fuck the Democrats because they're taking our freedoms away. Because Republicans are hand in hand with them. They do whatever their masters tell them to do. But the Afghanistan thing. So Joe Biden wants to electrify the U.S. fleet. Now, what do batteries need? Lithium is what's needed to make batteries. So Afghanistan has $1 or $2 trillion lithium deposit. It's super mineral rich in Afghanistan. So the Taliban is now in talks with China to mine that lithium. Now, if we look at China, there was a certain president's son who sat on a board with Ukraine and China and was paid millions of dollars for who knows what, because we all of us don't know. And that son, of course, is President Biden's son, Hunter Biden. And just so happened, Joe Biden forgot a trip he took to China in 2013. Now, the Chinese hate Muslims and they hate Christians. Why? Because Chinese are communist and the communist god is government. So instead of sending a bunch of Chinese troops to Afghanistan where they hate Muslims, they just talk to the Taliban and go, hey, China has said they're going to inject $85 billion into the Afghan economy for revitalization and modernization. You know, because communists are super nice, right? Wrong. They want that deposit of lithium, and they're going to get it. Now, there's one problem with not committing troops to Afghanistan or arming troops or whatever in Afghanistan by the Chinese. They need an army to protect their interest in Afghanistan. Well, who better to protect their interest than the people of Afghanistan? The Taliban. So the Chinese speak with the Taliban. They also have their source in the United States, the president's son, because they've paid him millions and millions and millions of dollars. And we pull out of Afghanistan and accidentally leave $85 billion worth of military equipment in Afghanistan. So now the Taliban have drones. They have Black Hawk helicopters. They have tanks. They have MRAPs, Humvees, squad automatic weapons, 50 cals, M4s, millions of rounds of ammunition. So they're an army now. They have a uniform now. They have plate carriers, all made for United States troops. They have all of this technology. So China swoops in, hires this ragtag bunch of Taliban, newly equipped with U.S. military goods, to protect their lithium mine, because Joe Biden just left all of that there. Almost like it was on purpose for the kickbacks that his son received and that he received. Now, what else is in Afghanistan that might be of interest to the Chinese? If I remember correctly, Afghanistan is one of the biggest producers of opium in the entire world. I think 2 years ago, they had produced 97% of the world's opium. It came out of Afghanistan, one country. 97% of the world's opium. Well, where are all these pharmaceuticals made? Oh, that's right. Pharmaceuticals are made in China. So now China has an armed army, thanks to the U.S. taxpayer in the Taliban, who can protect their opium and their lithium. And they have a straight pipe where they can remove lithium and opium straight to China, manufacture it, and sell it to the world. It's almost as if Joe Biden gave China the new world power leadership role. Now, why would he do this? Well, maybe because his son was compromised. Maybe he was compromised. Maybe because they made millions and millions and millions of dollars from the Chinese government. I mean, there was a letter that supposedly couldn't be verified in the FBI archives from a president who was murdered by the name of JFK. And that letter was written and signed by JFK and sent to then Senator Joseph Biden that said, Senator Joseph Biden, you are a traitor to your country. And yet, here we are. But of course, the FBI couldn't verify this. And of course, JFK was killed or assassinated, so we'll never know. But now the Chinese have a foothold in Afghanistan, a bigger foothold. Now they have an armed army to basically protect their opium and protect their lithium. And what are we doing? Well, hell, we need all of these opioids for the United States. So now we buy from China. Well, hell, Joe Biden wants to electrify the U.S. fleet and the Green New Deal. So now we got to get our batteries from China. Look at where we are. Now we're getting products that we absolutely need to have, and we're reliant on China. When we needed masks, those masks were imported from China, just like the Wuhan flu. I want you to stop and look at your body right now and name one thing on you that isn't fucking made in China. It's going to be really difficult. So now we just gave them more of the earth's or more of the world's resources. Now we go from Afghanistan. That's my whole thought process on Afghanistan and why we're doing what we're doing is because the fucking corrupt Biden administration was getting kickbacks and paid by China way back in the day. And now payment has come due. And that payment is get the fuck out of Afghanistan, leave your weapons, leave your technology so we can have an army to protect our poppy fields and our lithium mines. So let's leave Afghanistan. Let's fly all the way back to America. And let's look at our southern border. Our southern border is wide open right now. But there's another thing in Mexico that might be of interest. What is it? Well, it's another lithium mine. In Mexico, they have a giant lithium mine. Who owns that lithium mine? Well, Chinese businessmen. Now, I don't know if you guys remember this, but the U.S. government was caught sending shipment of weapons and ammunition to the drug cartels in Mexico. This was Operation Fast and Furious. Excuse me. And during that operation, one of those weapons was used to kill a U.S. Border Patrol agent, and it was all covered up. And we were all thinking that they were just trying to arm one drug cartel to take over against another drug cartel. But I have a different thought process. So there's been a big influx in fentanyl in the United States. Well, where is all this fentanyl coming from? Well, it's coming from Mexico. Well, how did Mexico get all this fentanyl all of a sudden? Well, those are coming from China. China is importing fentanyl into Mexico. Mexico is mixing it up into their drugs and then shipping it to the United States across our wide open borders. So, and this is on video where we have Chinese chemists teaching drug cartel chemists how to create fentanyl in their labs. And they're also importing it until the Mexico cartels can get this correct. And why the big interest China has in drug cartels? Well, they need an army to protect that lithium mine in Mexico, or lithium mine. And if China, one of America's biggest enemies, so we're told, starts sending troops into Mexico, well, then it would look like they were preparing for an invasion into the U.S., wouldn't it? So they can't just put troops in Mexico to protect their lithium mine there. They need to hire troops. Well, what better troops than the fucking drug cartels who are already there, where they can run their fentanyl straight into the United States from China to Mexico into the United States? And then their buddies, Joe Biden and Obama, can funnel drugs to the cartels to protect said interests in Mexico. It's almost as if this government is making us completely reliant on China. And I know it sounds insane, right? I know it might sound crazy, but if you just put two and two together, you'll realize it's really not. China starts talks in Mexico, starts working with the drug cartels. Boom, gets a lithium mine there. Again, Green New Deal. We pull out of Afghanistan, leave all our weapons there. China swoops in, talks to the Taliban, treats them like other world leaders. Boom, now they have a lithium mine and an opium distribution center. So it's actually really not that complicated. It all comes down to one thing: corruption, and that's it. Nothing else. Corruption. They say money is the root of all evil. Well, that's where corruption comes from. Just a corrupt government. The same people that take our money for taxes, for endless wars. The same people that tell us we cannot drive, cannot own guns, cannot do this, cannot speak out of turn, cannot do that, must get vaxxed, all of that. And again, I'm not anti-government. I'm not anti-America. But I am anti-corruption. And that's my thoughts on the whole thing. I mean, it didn't take too long, but it's basically it. Now, I know people are going to ask, well, what are we going to do about it? I have no fucking clue. I have no idea what to do about it. My best advice to you is try to be as unreliant on the system as possible. Learn how to hunt. Learn how to fish. Learn how to gather. Learn how to garden. Learn all of these useful things. Learn how to do plumbing. Learn how to weld. Learn how to be an electrician. You may not have to use it as a job, but they're things that will become handy if need be. When the government continues to put their boot on the back of your neck. But hopefully that answers questions that I've been getting about Afghanistan. I know I talked about freedom in the beginning and I ended with freedom, but yeah, that's all I got for today. Thanks for listening. Hopefully you guys got something from this podcast. And that's all I got to say about that. Yew.